According to new evidence gathered by the Harvard Institute for Advanced Studies, the universe, long known to be a heartless and unforgiving place, is actually crueler and more meaningless than previously believed. Lead researcher Dr. Susan Denami explained the study's findings.
Essentially, our comprehensive study showed that not only is the universe the cold, harsh place scientists have long believed it to be, but it is actually capable of being far more soul-crushing than any past evidence has shown. Basically, we have long been underestimating the sheer enormity of the universe's cruelty.
Citing evidence gathered through cosmic radiation, along with observation of such phenomena as natural disasters, diseases, famine, and man's continued inhumanity to man, researchers claim the sheer brutality and lack of mercy ever present throughout the cosmos has caused them to radically rethink their understanding of the universe.
Now the only married news team in the Tri-County area, Jan and Wayne Schuyler, with special news correspondent Dr. Steve Brule.
I love all kinds of drinks, and especially wine.
Well, that makes one of us, because I can't even get near the stuff because of my anterior rash. And red wine is the worst for my sores.
I didn't know that, Jan.
Well,
why didn't you say something when I poured you a glass last night?
Because I sit with it. Oh, what a treat. We've got a very special guest. Dr. Steve Brule is up in wine country. He's going to show us a thing or two about the differences between different kinds of wine.
Steve? Hey, Jenny. Hey, Wayne. I don't even like wine. But guess what? You're going to like it. I need this with some cheese.
Steve, what kind of wine is that you're drinking? I can't see him.
Sweet berry wine! I'm supposed to spit it out. But no way, Jose, am I spitting this stuff out? It tastes like fruit. Wine was invented by the Romans for orgies. And orgies are not too much fun if no one wants to do with you.
Mike, you want to check on Steve real quick?
Tell him how it tastes, Steve. All right, let's do it.
Steve?
Steve, are you okay over there?
There's all kinds of other wines. Peanut Noir. You got all different kinds, and that's how she works.
Our calculations suggest that not only is misery and the general indifference to human suffering far more vast than we ever thought, but such mitigating factors as love and care play an essentially insignificant role in the general order of the universe. We can also conclude that the universe is continually growing exponentially
harder and
crueler every day. We can only imagine how inhumane the universe would be in a few years.
But no way, Jose, am I spitting this stuff out? It tastes like fruit.
Thank you. Hey, this is Micropower Radio, WCOM, LP, Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Furious George, signing in with DJ Nice Mike with me, and we are going to just have some fun here on the airwaves. I should mention, this show may be offensive to some weenies out there in our listening audience. For everyone else, sit back, and we've got plenty of crazy effed up topics to get into, and that's, of course, why I'm furious. Stick around.
Place and when people call when their game doesn't work and you help them figure it out.
What do you do that for?
For money.
What do you need money for?
Food.
Just eat the shit on the floor. I left shit all over the floor. Fucking corn and wheat and shit. Grab it up, make some bread. What are you doing?
Yeah, but it doesn't have like bacon around it and like.
McAdis filling in for Clifford Baines, who's playing Trivial Pursuit with his neighbor Gene. A recent report from the Shuttleworth Institute shows for the first time that more than half of college-age males say they regularly get stoked. Are young people ignoring the dangers of being stoked?
Yes, kids as young as 17 or 18 are getting stoked over things as simple as snowboarding or finding $10 in their pants pocket.
And annoying.
Like, I really think this is all being blown out of proportion. I mean, so what if a young man buys a pair of sunglasses, gets a little stoked, and then gives out a bunch of high fives? What is the harm in that?
Duncan, have you ever seen anyone who's stoked?
Yes, I have.
They're like, dude, try these nachos.
Oh, it's just irresponsible.
Yeah,
so
one minute you're getting all stoked up about a weird-looking tree, and then the next minute you're chest bumping with some dude where both of you break your sternums and you're on your way to the emergency room.
No, but...
Okay.
Growing up as living large or getting weirded out.
But there was an incident at the University of Michigan last year where a college sophomore became so stoked after finding his favorite sweatshirt behind a chair at his friend's house that he remained stoked for 52 hours.
That was a frightening story. I mean, apparently he was just telling everyone he was so stoked about finding it and then saying, fucking yes, fucking yes, fucking yes.
But the situation was he thought he had lost it. I mean, you would be just as stoked if that happened to you.
I would absolutely not be that. Don't give me that.
Former BMX biker Ty Lindgren just wrote a confessional novel about being stoked during much of his career.
Wine was invented by the Romans for orgies. And orgies are not too much fun if no one wants to do with you.
Mike, you want to check on Steve real quick?
For more on this story,
thank you.
say something when I poured you a glass of wine?
Because I sit with him. Oh, what a treat. We've got a very special guest. Dr. Steve Rule is up in wine country. He's going to show us a thing or two about the differences between different kinds of wine.
See? Hey, Jenny, hey, Wayne. I don't even like wine.
He wrote, "Every day was just one big fucking trip. I was just so stoked to be on the professional BMX circuit."
And now he's there.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Well, I assume he is.
Duncan, I know personally that the effects of getting stoked can last a lifetime. When I was young and I had a great, great day at the beach and I got really stoked. And that evening, I got this.
Oh.
It's a sweet sound.
Guys, come on. They're very normal people who get stoked from time to time and their lives are fine.
Museum of Natural History, and I host Star Talk.
Snap! Bada bing!
People ask if life is teeming across the galaxy. Where are they? How come they're not just walking into the front door of the White House or visiting us here in New York in Times Square? I have some unorthodox thoughts on that matter. I wonder, first, maybe they have visited us in Times Square, but no one noticed because everybody who kind of hangs out in Times Square is just a little crazy. And then I worried, suppose the aliens visited during Comic-Con and they would land at Comic-Con and everyone is dressed as aliens and nobody notices.
You're gonna like it. I need some cheese.
Steve, what kind of wine is that you're drinking? I can't see, hon.
Sweet berry wine!
To be, but it is actually capable of being far more soul-crushing than any past evidence has shown. Basically, we have long been underestimating the sheer enormity of the universe's cruelty.
People just don't want to be told everything is so tight over and over.
Nancy,
over.
Don't hate, man.
I'm just telling you how it is, fool.
Okay, all right, how about this? I'm stoked right now.
Oh,
I feel great. I'm stoked.
Duncan, you're stoked?
Yeah.
Stoked.
And you know what? I'm getting more stoked because I'm on TV.
By the way, our hubris forces us to think of ourselves as intelligent.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T.
We have a certain intelligence gap between us and other creatures on Earth. You don't walk by the worm on the street and say, gee, I wonder what he's thinking. I'll somehow have deep insight. No, you step on the worm, all right? This is what we do as humans. So I wonder if, in fact, we have been observed by aliens, and upon close examination of human conduct and human behavior, they have concluded that there is no sign of intelligence on Earth. Let me tell you a couple things. Earth. NASA says we go into space by launching into Earth orbit. Do you know how high above Earth the space station orbits? No, you don't know? I'll tell you. 3/8 of an inch.
Cosmic radiation, along with observation of such phenomena as natural disasters, diseases, famine, and man's continued inhumanity to man, researchers claim the sheer brutality and lack of mercy ever present throughout the cosmos has caused them to radically rethink their understanding of the universe.
Spit it out. But no way, Jose, my spinach tavada tastes like fruit.
Wine was invented by the Romans
for orgies. And orgies are not too much fun if no one wants to do with you.
We tell ourselves that that's space. Excuse me, that's just driving around the block. Right? And that dude who jumped out of a balloon.
Oh, the edge of space jump?
On this, if the Earth were this size, it'd be 1/16 of an inch above the surface. That's where he jumped.
This impressive looking instrument, the shock generator.
Mother, 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 mother I brought a real sushi lady in to make real sushi sandwiches for us.
Hi, sushi toys. Hi, 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 hi.
Three blocks of shishi. Shishi meat, peaches, and guacamole.
Wasabi.
What's up?
Wasabi.
It's not that hard to let other people from other countries talk to you.
Right there. See that? No, you can't see it because it's a 16th of an inch. So, on that scale, on this scale, where's the moon? It's 30 feet away. It's not even, it's not in this office. It's 3 offices down. On this scale, where is Mars? It's a mile away. Where is the nearest star system? Forget it.
Mike, you want to check on Steve real quick?
The polar bears are brown. What did you do to the polar bears? Did you shit all over every polar bear? What did you? Who did this? Who spilled this shit? Who spilled this? Come over. Did you fucking spill this? What is that?
It's oil. It's just some oil. I didn't mean to spill.
Well, why did you take it out of the fucking ground?
Because it wanted to go faster. And I was cold.
What the fuck do you mean cold? I gave you everything you needed, you piece of shit.
Well, because jobs soon.
Our calculations suggest that not only is misery and the general indifference to human suffering far more vast than we ever thought, but such mitigating factors as love and care play an essentially insignificant role in the general order of the universe.
What is a job? What is, explain to me, what's a fucking job?
You go, like, you work at a place and when people call when their game doesn't work and you help them figure it out.
What do you do that for?
For money.
What do you need money for?
A little crazy. And then I worried, suppose the aliens visited during Comic-Con and they would land at Comic-Con and everyone is dressed as aliens.
Tell them how it tastes, Steve. All right, let's do it.
Steve?
Steve, are you okay over there?
There's all kinds of other wines.
Food?
Just eat the shit on the floor!
We can also conclude that the universe is continually growing exponentially harsher and crueler every day. We can only imagine how inhumane the universe will be in a few years.
For more on
Peanut Thor, we got all different kinds, and that's how she works.
I went down to the Mariners to see a bunch of boats, even though I have 5 of boats of my own. But I had to get ready to go on a boat, and the best way to get your body ready to go on a boat is to eat a lot of seafood.
This deal sounds pretty good. You know, free explosives.
Yeah. If you're gonna sign up, I guess I will too.
This is Hotel 9-1! We are going down in Sector Bravo! Tango 7 Niner! Mayday! Mayday!
That was cool.
I'm bleeding! I'm bleeding! Oh no!
Leva, this is the coolest thing you've ever done.
Oh yeah.
Lima Niner X-ray. This is Whiskey. You out there?
Leva is bleeding.
Whiskey on the way. Over. Glad you're still in the game.
Okay.
I'm gonna die.
People call when their game doesn't work and you help them figure it out.
Well, because jobs. What is a job? What is, explain to me, what's a fucking job?
You go, like, you work at a place and people call when their game doesn't work and you help them figure it out.
What do you do that for?
For money.
What do you need money for?
Go, horseback riding.
Yeah.
Life is teeming across the galaxy. Now, where are they? How come they're not just walking into the front door of the White House or visiting us here in New York in Times Square? I have some unorthodox thoughts on that matter. I wonder, first, maybe they have visited us in Times Square, but no one noticed.
Hey, Beavis, you know what's in Olivia Newton's John? Gomer's pile. Get it?
Yeah.
You're sending that many men up against Rambo? Well, just don't forget one thing.
What's that?
A good supply of
Ziploc bags. They're ideal for storing meats.
And now, back to the Deer Hunter.
Whoa, that was cool.
You better watch out, 'cause I'm a war machine.
Entertainment Hut!
My name is Sergeant Dick Leakey. Some call me the Rooster.
Wah, 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 wah. Yeah, they come to snuff the rooster.
War songs are cool.
Yeah.
At ease, man. Why don't you come on inside? I'd like to talk to you about finding your purpose in life.
This is our purpose.
Yeah.
How about something more ambitious than loitering, boys? I'll let you touch my MX-35 grenade launcher. I said you could touch it, not grab it! So, you boys know anyone in the military?
Beavis' dad was in the Navy.
Is that right?
Yeah. He was a seaman.
Yeah.
Get it?
Nothing funny about the military, boy. Grab a seat. There's a short film I'd like you to see.
Heavy metal to scare the enemy, and we did more than just scare them.
New machines.
We killed more people before 7 a.m. than some countries kill all day. There's something really satisfying about doing your job well.
Today's army rocks. We're looking for a few good headbangers.
Cool.
Yeah, he looked like a lead singer in Pantera.
That ought to get him.
A great seafood restaurant right here in the Marina. It's called Del Gringo's. Let's go check it out. Have some seafood. Ooh, seafood's expensive. Well, there's no way I was going to pay all that paper money for some stinky old fish.
Run the back.
Lucky because of my cousin Joshy, I knew that the restaurant puts all our leftovers in a place called the Drumster Outback.
Told you. Let's see what we got in here. Gringo, it's like opening a free present. Oh, what we have here? A little bit of crab, huh? Ever tried?
Freak Freeze.
Pretty good. A little bit tangy. Seafood's made me really thirsty.
Oil. Is this some oil? I didn't mean to spill.
Well, why did you take it out of the fucking room? Mean to me.
Because it went faster.
And I was cold.
I'm Dr. Seabrool. For you. All those cab lugs made me thirsty.
Yeah, he was a seaman.
Yeah,
I get it.
There's nothing funny about the military, boy. Grab a seat. There's a short film I'd like you to see.
In Operation Helping Hand, we used heavy metal to scare the enemy, and we did more than just scare them. We killed more people before 7 a.m., and some countries kill all day. There's something really satisfying about doing your job well. Today's Army rocks.
Well, because job. What is the job? What is. Explain to me, what's a fucking job?
You go, like, you work at a place and people call when their game doesn't work and you help them figure it out.
Hey, this is Furious George signing off here. Be sure to stick around. We got some more Micro Power DJ action. The Grizzlies and the Hizza. Thanks to DJ Nice Mike for keeping the beers fresh. I'm Furious George. Check it out online, DJ, or just go to furiousg.blogspot.com, and you can hear some of our old stuff. Thanks for listening to Micro Power Radio. I'm Furious. I'll see y'all soon.
100 Hey, Jenny, Wayne. I don't even like wine. But guess what? You're going to like it. I need some cheese.
Steve, what kind of wine is that you're drinking? I can't see, hon.
Sweet berry wine!
I'm supposed to spit it out.
But no way, Jose, am I spitting this stuff out? It tastes like fruit.